dudes to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My people's the time is now.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, or one man. What I stand for speaks for itself.
What's up, everybody? My name is Joshua T. Berglund, and this is Spoken Word. I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd be doing anything like this. But before I do that, Heavenly Father, just give me the words to say. Let me be the fruits of the Spirit when I'm doing this, what I'm about to do. I want to do the right thing, so I just ask that you speak through me and you give me the words to say. Thank you, Jesus. The title of this broadcast could be Fruits of the Spirit, could be Discernment Times Two, could be a lot of things. Could be, what do you do when people slander you? Now, here's the thing. I want to make this clear. No one's slandered me yet. This is not about me, but I want to go back to what the previous episode, if you haven't seen it, I did a broadcast, the very first spoken word on discernment. And I referenced several different situations, and one of those was knowing who's good and who's not. I brought up pastors, you know, some of which are wolves in sheep's clothing, but it's more than that. We have some people that are pretending to be heroes, and some people pretending to be freedom fighters, and some people pretending to free human trafficking victims, and they're not. And I shared what I shared last episode because discernment is something I believe that we all get to work on, including myself. And while my discernment has gotten so much better after living a life with DID and, you know, the drugs and all the crazy stuff that I did in my life, I've worked really hard to have discernment because I don't know about you, but my heart hurts being hurt by people I care about. And mind you, I hurt a lot of people. I did a lot of evil things to a lot of people that were undeserving. So I'm not on a moral high ground here. I'm not saying, look at me, I'm better than you, or better than anybody, because I'm not. I'm just like what I hope you are, is somebody that is living their life to try to make the world a better place and using the gifts and talents that God gave me to elevate other people. That's all I genuinely care about. It's in my DNA. And the reason why I have a successful marriage and a great family life, because even my five and 7 year old even share a similar vision as my wife and I. I know that may sound crazy, but we do, because we talk about our dreams. We encourage that. But we also are very honest with our children about the evil in the world and the corruption. And that's not what this is about. But I want to, somebody that we all know, and again, this is not easy for me because I only want to say what's true. I don't want to give opinions. But somebody that I've called a sister publicly, somebody that I've defended publicly, somebody that I've lashed out at other people, for trying to discredit my friend Madison Marquette. And I'm still calling her a friend because I love her. She's a sister. Faith DeLuca, I think, is her real name. She's a lot of aliases. I wanted to ignore all of those warnings that I got when people sent me her porn videos because they wanted to suggest that she was still doing porn. And all of the articles that people were sending that were exposing her as a fraud, I didn't want to hear it because I met Madison. I've been around Madison. I've spent time with Madison, and I've seen her go after other bad people. I've also seen her go after a lot of people that have never not been confirmed that are good or bad. I distanced myself months ago, even though, like, and, you know, she'll pop back in every once in a while, but I distanced myself where there was no more doing broadcast with her because I think we've done three or four together. But I distanced myself because I got very uncomfortable with the amount of names that were being called out and there was no evidence. And the only reason why at that point I backed off because I was a part of an interview that was exposing Perry Stone. Perry Stone is a pastor right now of, I don't know if it's even a mega church, but it's a big church. He's under investigation for his activities. Now, I've seen evidence now after the fact that he indeed is probably not the best guy in the world, but I'm not going to spend this broadcast bashing him whatsoever because I don't know him. I've just heard the secret tapes and that, you know, him confessing basically to what he's done and him worrying about killing himself and so on. And he shouldn't do that. Perry, all you have to do is repent. All you have to do is be honest. I know this better than anybody because I was the world's worst liar. World's worst liar. And I told the truth about myself. It's in my book, The Devil Inside Me, that I wrote with my wife. I told the whole truth. Not because I wanted to, because I needed to. The truth will set you free, and that is not a silly throwaway thing that people treat it as. There's layers to it. The truth not only sets you free, but it sets the people around you free. It sets your soul free. It sets your spirit free. It sets you free from your own hell and your own prison. I thank God every day that he gave me the courage to finally tell the truth because you know what? Living a lie is exhausting. So back to what I was saying. Being a part of that Perry Stone interview when no evidence was produced that he was doing the things that he was doing, and again, evidence came out eventually. But that's when I first got uncomfortable because I was like, I just kind of rode pony on this thing and I asked some questions, but I didn't see any reason to be pointing the finger and calling him a kid toucher and a pedophile and all those things. I was uncomfortable with this. So I backed away. Because I want to trust, but the fact is that not only was I not trustworthy, but trusting other people has been a very hard thing for me in my life. And most abuse victims do have that. I mean, I was all the things, the narcissist, like you can call me whatever name in the under the sun. I promise you, you've not called me. You cannot make up a name worse than I've already heard or I've already called myself. But I backed away and I wanted to see if this discerning feeling I had, this discernment that was brewing inside of me of like, yeah, you kind of want to stay away from this. I waited. But while I was waiting, I was still defending you, Madison. I was still defending you. And while I wasn't committing to saying, oh, you're honest and you're all those things, I still defended you because I really believed in my heart you were still one of God's children and you were still trying to do the right thing. Because I've never seen evidence that you actually were doing the things that you said you were doing. And I want to make this clear. This is not just about Madison. But there is a message here that I'm about to deliver. I put my career on the line defending you, Madison. One of the reasons why I got kicked off of a network is because of you. Like, you were part of the reason. But I defended you anyway because I wanted to believe so bad. Because in my wildest dreams, I never believed anyone would pretend to care about human trafficking victims or pretend about rescuing them or anything. And I have no proof that you don't. But here's what I have proof of. And this is why I'm saying what I'm about to say and about to deliver the message that I'm going to deliver. One of the names, when you were going through your laundry list of names and naming all of these Christian musicians and all of these pastors, literally every pastor that you know the name of has mentioned, was every, like, audience. If you know who Madison Marquette is, you've seen the tweets, you've seen the Telegram messages, you know, because you follow her, because she's got a huge following. And she listed all of these names. Well, in all the names that you've listed throughout your lashing out at people and saying, I've got the receipts and I've got, I'm going to prove that this is, these people are evil and this and that and all that bullcrap. You mentioned the name of somebody that I actually knew personally. Not only did I know this person, Annie Laubert, personally, and I know your game and how you're trying to get away from, get around being sued, by the way, misspelling names on purpose. But the bad thing is that you also mentioned the organization. So you're not that smart after all. But the fact is that you mentioned Annie Laubert and Hookers for Jesus, and you said that they were a fake bullcrap. They don't rescue victims. They don't help victims. You said all that stuff. But the problem was you didn't remember that I told you that she was one of my good friends. And I didn't know that you said this, these things about her, and you tweeted these things, and you put on your Telegram all of these awful things about Hookers for Jesus. And sure, you can mock the name like you're doing, but the fact is that that's what the organization does, is it frees hookers, prostitutes, ladies of the night, whatever you want to say. They rescue them, they free them, and they help rehabilitate them. How do I know this? Not because I went to the website. How do I know this? Not because I listened and heard someone tell me. No, I know because I've been there. I went to Destiny's house. I went with my ex-wife. I remember the check that she wrote, Hookers for Jesus. I sat and talked with the women in that house. I heard what Annie does for them and her team, Annie and her team does for them. I saw them cry. I saw them express their gratitude for Annie. I got to share my testimony with them. Why? Because, well, we have similar stories. And mind you, I wasn't trafficked in the way that they were, but I was a prostitute. I did whore myself out. I have a real heart for victims of sexual abuse and physical abuse, and also women that are trafficked. Not because I understand personally what it's like to be trafficked against my will, but I have somebody very, very close to me in my life that's being trafficked. Very close. Like my blood close. And without going there to embarrass her, let's just say, this is personal for me. The people that are truly, truly fighting on behalf of trafficking victims have a special place in my heart, because what they're doing is it puts their life in danger. So by slandering one of the good ones' names and their organization and lying, blatantly lying about them, you're hurting their ability to do the work that they're called to do. You're hurting their pocketbooks, their ability, because they use their money for good. And I know how you like to say the DOJ gave them a grant. Do you know how you qualify for a DOJ grant? Do you know how it works? You don't. Because you posted and tweeted that it was a payout. It's not a payout. And the reason I'm talking to Madison and not just the audience is because I know Madison is watching this. And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, so she knows that I know. And also, Madison, you know that I know you're lying because you're afraid to say my name. you're saying that her lackeys are coming after you, but you won't say my name because you know that I caught you in a lie and I have the screenshots from that lie exposing that all of that you're about is a lie. And sure, some of the people that you're naming probably are traffickers. That there's probably no doubt about it. I mean, I know for a fact that some of them are. But some of these other names, you're going after innocent people. I didn't want to talk about this. In fact, I messaged you first and I asked you to please apologize and to please take it down. I have this tweet that or the private message through Twitter that I sent you asking you, please take it down because I know Annie and I know Hookers for Jesus and I know Destiny's House and I know that they're doing God's work because I've seen it. I know I know how often that people go after them and try to hurt what they're doing because they are truly doing God's work. I didn't want to talk about this because I thought, Madison, that you were who you said you were, and maybe you just made a mistake. But you see, you're claiming that you've never contacted them, but that's not true because I've seen the emails that you sent starting from 2011. I read your incoherent message. And you can try to deny it, but the fact is that this email is not faked. These emails, all of these emails are not faked. All of them. All of them. I've seen them all. So you're slandering a good woman's name for what gain? What is it really going to do? You know that God doesn't bless lies. So without any, I'm not going to spend any more time on this except for this last part. Please tell the truth. Please quit naming innocent people in your accusations, Madison Marquette, Faith DeLuca. Don't Google her name because you're going to get porn. Well, Madison, you won't, but Faith, you will. Or Faye. Faith. Anyway. Please just tell the truth. Because all that's been hidden will be revealed. You say it yourself. TikTok, mother trucker. But you say the other word. So without going any further on that, I just want to say that there's a lot of people out there that have been slandered. There's a lot of people out there that have been hurt. There's a lot of people out there that are looking at these people with large followings that talk about being freedom fighters, that talk about being, you know, warriors for God, warriors for Christ. How do you know if they're real? Discernment's one part. But for those of you that are dealing with people slandering you and saying bad things about you, I want to say this. God does not bless lies. God blesses truth. And while there may not be justice right away for someone's lies, I promise you, lies, when you are living in integrity, lies will fall off of you. You imagine you being bulletproof, you know, just have a shield around you and someone's shooting you, bullets just flying off, falling off. They got nothing. There's no sting. It's kind of like when Jesus saves us, death loses its power. A lie has no power in the face of truth. What does the Bible say? Well, no, I don't want to go to that one yet. What does the Bible say about slander? Psalms 101:5. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart will not endure. If you know what the fruits of the Spirit are, and we're going to get into that, a haughty look and an arrogant heart, is that love? Is that the fruit of the Spirit? And when you're struggling with knowing and you're looking at some of these leaders and the way that they act, a way that you can determine that Donald Trump is not a man that you want to be following, and I can give you a million reasons why, the fruit of the Spirit. if you are walking with the Lord, you are going, the fruits of the Spirit are going to pour out of you. The reason I'm not angry at Madison Marquette, I'm saying her name like this for a reason, by the way. There's a reason. Like, Madison, you've hurt, you're hurting a lot of really good people. In fact, there's people that look up to you that are heartbroken right now. My wife is heartbroken because I've told her for months, I don't trust you. Because your fruits, you're viciously attacking people, slandering people, gossiping, being cocky, being an arrogant drunk, or whatever you do when you're drinking your wine and having fun. And I'm not judging people that drink. Drink all you want. I don't care. It's not my life. I don't answer to anyone but God. And you really shouldn't answer to anyone but God. So who cares? I don't care that you're drinking wine. But there's an attitude and a way of being. I kept looking at your fruit. Your behavior. And I'm a crazy, whacked out conspiracy theorist. I get it. I try to be loving about it. And I'm not here, this is not about judgment. I'm just saying, like, going, when I'm asking myself, can I trust this person? I'm looking at the fruit. The great way to be able to discern if somebody's who they say they are is look at their fruit. Matthew 12:36, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Every careless word. When you carelessly lash out at people, when you carelessly judge and make accusations, again, you don't need to worry about my wrath, even though I'm blocked from everything because you don't want to hear me calling you out. Did you not know that we have a network? Did you not know that our broadcasts show up on Google News? Like, we're SEO friendly, meaning the reason I keep saying your name is because every broadcast that you do with your name in it, this is going to pop up. Anytime someone searches for your name that wants to contribute to you, they're going to see this. Whether they watch or not, that's up to them. But they're going to see this interview with myself. Forgot, I'm not doing my show. I'm doing spoken word. You can't outrun the truth. I know this because, again, I was a liar. And truth caught up to me and kicked me in the face. Having a good conscience so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. That's not towards Madison. That's towards us. If you are living integrity, lies will fall off of you like paper bullets. James 4:11. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers and sisters. The one who speaks against a brother or sister or judges his brother or sister speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Exodus 20:16. Matthew 5:11. This is for all of you who struggle with being slandered against. And this is what I'm putting in my heart. And Annie, this is to you. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Blessed. Annie Lobert from Hookers for Jesus and Destiny's House. Annie Lobert, a true survivor and warrior for other people, a true sister in Christ, you're blessed. All of you who are living in truth are blessed when you are slandered. And I know it hurts like hell. I know it hurts like hell. It should hurt like hell. but know that you are blessed. And this pain and suffering and sorrow that you feel will not go to waste. Any of you that are living in integrity and living in truth, and people call you crazy, call you a misfit, call you a junkie, they question your motives, you are blessed. So many verses on this. With his mouth, the godless man would destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge, the righteous are delivered. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Please ask for forgiveness. If you're slandering and bad-mouthing other people, if you're saying and passing judgment on other people, please just repent. Ask for forgiveness. God will forgive you. And here's the amazing thing. People will forgive you too. I know. I've been forgiven. I might as well have been a murderer. I've been forgiven. You can be forgiven. Madison, Marquette, you can be forgiven. This is why I begged you to please apologize. Please. It's still not too late. Even though you put out more crap about her today. Stop. Just tell the truth. People will forgive you. I don't know if I'm okay to say this, so forgive me, Annie. But Annie is praying for you. Annie, the woman you're slandering, the woman that you're breaking her heart, the woman that you're interfering with her doing God's work, is praying for you right now. Let's go to the other people really quick. It's not just Annie. Let's talk about the other real victims of human trafficking that you've interfered with them getting help. I have the receipts on that too. And unlike you, I actually have them in the screenshots and everything else. Because Annie's not the only one that you've hurt that I know. You've hurt people that are close to my wife. You've hurt people that are close to me. And you're hurting a lot of people I don't even know. But they are praying for you. And they are sad for you. And they look at you as a wounded animal that just needs to be loved and needs a chance to heal. There's people that believe, Madison Marquette, that you are being forced to do this against your will. There's people that believe that you're part of an organization and you're being made to do this. You're being paid to do this. I don't know what the truth is about you. The fact is, you fooled me. I don't take my recommendations lightly. At all. I won't even promote a product I don't believe in or talk about. It's just not what I want to do. But you know what? I've been wrong before, and I was wrong about you, Madison. The fruits of the Spirit. This is what I kept going back to. Every time I saw a tweet, every time I saw someone lashing out at another, and every time, and this is the same, like I can see a minister on Twitter and I look at their behavior, I look at a pastor that's supporting abortion and I'm just like, what? And like, it makes me want to violate them like physically. I just can't understand it. But every time I see it, I think of fruits of the Spirit. And even as I just said what I said, like I wanted to violate the guy, I'm like, that's probably not a fruit of the Spirit. Or maybe just saying or thinking it. I don't know. But I mean, I know that that's not nice, and I know that I'm not going to go do that. But man, it makes me mad. And it disappoints me because so many people are being led astray because we put people on pedestals. It's not just pastors that we put on pedestals. We put other human beings. We put influencers. If somebody has a following bigger than you, we put them on a pedestal. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. James 1:22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. What comes out of our mouth is a reflection of what's in our heart. And the action that we're taking by being doers of the word, that is going to have an impact on the things that we say and the things that we do. So if somebody is lashing out at another, if somebody is doing all the things, like they're making the claims and saying Yeshua and all the fancy names for God. It's like, wow, they're really holy because they use the real Hebrew name for God and they know it all frontwards and backwards. And like, you can say Yeshua all you want, but if you're saying the F word, mother trucker, and lashing out at people and making false accusations and being an arrogant prick, well, is that a fruit of the Spirit? Is that being a doer of the word? I don't know. You tell me. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. When we're living in the Spirit, we have nothing to be but love and peace. And I don't claim to be the most holy man on the planet. I don't claim to be perfect at all. I'm so flawed, and I'm trying. I fought myself all night long about whether I should say anything, but I can't sit by and watch an innocent person be slandered, someone that I know is doing God's work. It's one thing to say, oh, you know, their breath stinks, you know, they're bald, they're fat, you know, those are things that suck. You don't want to hear that. But when you're saying that their organization's bunk and is not doing what they're saying they're going to do, when there's like real proof that they're legit and doing it, it's just, it's not right. And here's the thing, Annie's not going to fight back. She's not going to fight back. She's literally turning the other cheek, even though it is wrecking her. Because why? What has Annie done to you? Nothing. Because, again, I've seen the emails. This is the day and the time that we live in. People are going to slander you. And if you are a believer, if you call yourself a Christian, a follower of Christ, part of the way, whatever it may be, just know that people are going to come after you. And they're going to say awful, mean things to you. And it sucks. But consider yourself blessed, because their day is coming. But for those of you that are doing the hurting, it's never too late. It's never too late to turn your life around, unless if you're dead. But all truth will come out. That means your secret affairs, the secret stuff you do online, trust me, I know all about that. All that stuff was going to get exposed. It's harder than ever for people of faith to stay on the path that they were called to be on. Because of betrayal, because of lies, because of slander. And that in life can just be tough. But please keep the faith. Those of you that are really telling the truth and those of you that are really doing God's work, the people that are against you, the people that are trying to stop you, the evil that's coming after you, their time is coming. Their time is coming. Stay true to who you are. Stay true to what you were created to be. And again, I want to say this. I feel led to say it. Madison, if you just repent, if you apologize for the people that you have wrongly accused, because again, I know some of these people are real, that they really, some of these people really are doing the things that you're saying, but not all of them. Especially not Annie. You should apologize, please. Repent. Tell your following the truth. You know what? Half your following will leave, but the other half will be there to support you. And here's the thing to know. All those people that follow you, all those people in your circle, your posse, if you're living a lie, they're not there for you because they don't even know who you are. Truth attracts your tribe. Please make this right. Not just Madison, all of you who are slandering and making lies and or, you know, creating lies, creating stories to hurt other people. Stop. Because the truth will come out. And when you let other people have control of the truth that you should have been telling, it becomes a weapon. And the truth, the truth is a double-edged sword. The truth is painful. The truth, it will break you in half. Now, mind you, there's a blessing in the breaking, or it can be. But this process of truth is a lot easier when you tell it, not when someone else does. And I tried to give you that opportunity, Madison Marquette. I tried to give you that opportunity. And you didn't listen. You said I was lying. You said I didn't know what I was talking about. You said I didn't have any proof of emails. You said I didn't have anything. And then I showed it to you. And then what did you do? You blocked me, like everybody else. Now's the time to tell the truth, because it's going to come out. I'm not the only one that has real receipts. I'm not the only one that's telling, is going to tell the truth, because some of those people that you named have the money to lawyer up. Please tell the truth. Do the right thing. Quit hurting innocent people. And that goes for all of you that are evil. All of you that are hurting innocent people. You may not see it. You may not believe it. But your day is coming. Your day is coming. And when you leave justice in the hands of the righteous, you've got no shot. Thank you for watching.